Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Holy Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock to get the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment early this morning for all my early risers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. And shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there riding around and getting it. And, of course, all my people in the bed right now as well. A very fun Friday edition of the show on tap for you. We're going to get into what was a pretty exciting night in the NBA playoffs last night and what should be another exciting night tonight as round two continues. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Then we will get into the Braves. They make a couple of trades yesterday, and they have the New York Mets coming up tonight as they look to continue their winning ways after getting a nice sweep over the Boston Red Sox when a quick two-game homestand with them. And hopefully they can keep that up against the New York Mets tonight and through the weekend. So we'll talk about that as well. And, of course, we do it every Friday at 5:40. We call it Grillin' Dylan. Any question, any topic, it is the early morning version of the AMA, but you can ask me whatever you like. Yeah, whether it be about movies, music, sports, life, doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can get into it there. So we will do that in 37 minutes time. But like I said, we will start in the NBA playoffs because a couple of big statement games made yesterday, as both teams that were down 1-0 heading into the two series last night, both tied it up The Cavaliers, huge game for the Cavs. They take down the Boston Celtics 118-94. And look, we figured that there might be a game like this. We figured that there might be a game that the Celtics kind of give away and that the Celtics kind of drag their feet and let them have it. And what happens? This is exactly what happens when the Celtics have this kind of game. They shoot putrid from the three-point line. Last night, and we know again how heavily the Boston Celtics rely on the three-pointer. They live and die, but they're so good most of the time they live by the three-pointer, and they're fine. But last night they died, and they'll have these games once, maybe twice in a series, but they had one last night, 22% from the three-point line, 22.9% to be exact. They were 8 of 35 from three, only shot 41% from the field as well. Cleveland, on the other hand, they were red hot. 54.7% from the field, 46.4% from three was Cleveland. All of Cleveland's starters scored in double figures. Evan Mobley had 21 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 9 of 15 from the field, 1 of 2 from three. Isaac Okoro, 12 points, 5 of 6 from the field, 1 of 1 from three. Darius Garland, 14 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from three. Donovan Mitchell, 29 points, 10 of 19 from the field, 5 of 7 from three with 8 assists. And 7 rebounds. Darius Garland had 7 rebounds, 4 assists as well, by the way. And Max Strus, 12 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3. And then they got 21 points off the bench from Caris LeVert. Big night for him. 21 points in 27 minutes, 9 of 17 from the field. He was 0 of 3 from 3, but he was still cooking, and he was a big reason they got that dub last night. And again, for the Celtics, they just shot horribly last night. 25 points for Jason Tatum, 7 of 17 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. He really was the only person with some sort of rhythm. Al Horford, 11 points. He was 4 of 9 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3. Al actually wasn't that bad either. Drew Holiday, he barely took any shots, but he didn't really have it going. 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. Derek White, 10 points, 3 of 11 from the field, 1 of 8 from 3. So that was a big point for the Celtics. Derek White only going 1 of 8 from 3. Jaylen Brown, he goes 0 of 6 from 3. He has 19 points. He goes 7 of 17 from the field, but he's 0 of 6 from 3. That hurt for sure, too. Peyton Pritchard was solid off the bench for the Celtics, 13 points, 6 of 10 from the field, but only 1 of 4 from 3. So, again, we thought there was a chance the Celtics could have one of these games where they just – shoot horribly, and they can't get it done from the three-point line. And so the Cavs would have to take advantage of that, and they did. Now, the question is, are the Cavs going to be able to win themselves a game at home? I think they can, but I am wondering how Boston responds, because if Boston responds the way they can respond, then they could still win this in five. But right now, I have to say, I am feeling Celtics in six. I think the Cavaliers will get one more game at home. So I do think we will see the Cavaliers push this to six games, but I do still have the Celtics in six. I don't see the Celtics shooting horribly for three more games or even two more games. Like I said, maybe they'll shoot bad in one more game, but that's probably not even going to happen. And the Cavs are pretty hot, too. I don't know if the Cavs will shoot this well again. And they could, but I'm not necessarily foreseeing it. But I do see the Cavs probably getting another win at home in Cleveland. So I'll say Celtics in six right now, the way this series has played out thus far. Donovan Mitchell was cooking. They're showing the highlights on the screen. I mean, he was absolutely tearing it up. But that game really got away from the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Cavaliers went up about 14 with a little under 10 minutes to go, and Celtics really just ran off on them from there. And Donovan Mitchell scored just as many points as the Celtics starters in the second half. Donovan Mitchell had 23. Celtics starters had 23 in the second half combined. So Good game for the Cavaliers. They bounce back. They get the win. But again, I still got Celtics in six. Oh, and they're showing a statistic now, too, that Donovan Mitchell has joined LeBron James as the only Cavaliers player with five straight. And the thing, of course, went away. Five straight, some of the points as a five straight, however many point games as a Cleveland Cavalier. So sorry about that. That went away. Anywho, moving on to the second game last night. Exciting game there as well. The Mavericks bounce back and take down OKC on the road in Oklahoma City. They take over home court advantage. They beat the Thunder 119-110. And like I said, I just had a feeling that the Mavericks were going to bounce back. It just feels like they're playing well right now. It just feels like they're in some sort of a rhythm. And it just feels like they're almost clicking on all cylinders, to be honest. At least that's how I perceive it. Maybe I'm off and maybe the Thunder just had a bad game, but I perceive it as the Mavs are playing well. Mavs shot pretty well too, 46% from the field, 48% from three. P.J. Washington had a huge game, 29 points for him, 11 of 18 from the field, 7 of 11 from three, 11 rebounds, 4 assists for P.J. Walker. He was doing it all last night. Luka doing it all as well, nearly had a triple-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. He was 11 of 21 from the field, 5 of 8 from three. So he was cooking. Kyrie Irving, he did not have a good game. And the fact that Kyrie didn't have a very good game and they still found a way to win, again, P.J. Washington was a big part of that. But that is a huge positive for the Mavericks, to be honest. Only 9 points for Kyrie. Did have 11 assists. He was 2 of 8 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3 in 41 minutes. Daniel Gafford had 13.7 rebounds. And off the bench, Tim Hardaway Jr. finally got cooking a little bit. He had 17.6 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. They needed that from him. And then they also saw Josh Green with a nice solid output off the bench as well for the Mavs. 11 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. For the Thunder, it was really only 3 guys. 3 guys scored in double figures for the Thunder last night. That was it. They didn't really get any other help. They didn't shoot great either, 47% from the field, which is not bad, but 33% from three. Again, not bad, but when you're trying to keep up with a team that's shooting 48% from three, that's a little tough there. But again, it was only 3 guys. SGA did his thing. Jalen Williams had 20 points. Chet Holmgren had 11. But other than that, that was about it for the Thunder. So SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33 points, 13 of 24 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, had 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Jalen Williams, 20 points, 7 of 17 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Chet Holmgren, 11 points, 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3, 6 rebounds, 6 assists as well. Nobody else, though, scored in double figures. Josh Giddey had 8. Lou Dort had 8. The other Jalen Williams off the bench had 8. Isaiah Joe had 7. Aaron Wiggins had 9. And we also saw Cason Wallace score 6 points as well. So you got to get more from Giddey and Lou Dort. And obviously you would want more from Jalen Williams as well. And I forget Gordon Hayward's on the Thunder now, but he didn't do anything. He only played 5 minutes. But I do forget that he is a part of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Luka did get a little banged up yesterday. It looked like he was able to play through it and obviously still help his team get the win. But he did get a little banged up. They were going at it. It was a physical game last night between the two, but he got tangled up. I forget who he got tangled up with, and it hurt him a little bit, and he was a little banged up after that. So, look, good bounce back from the Mavericks. A good response, again, from the Cavaliers, and a good job by the Cavaliers to respond and take advantage of the Celtics' bad shooting night. And, again, for the Mavs, just a good way to respond. And now they're both going home with home court advantage and a chance to take a commanding lead. So we'll see how the Cavaliers respond, and we'll see how the Celtics respond too, see if they have a better shooting night. And then between the Mavericks and OKC, this is OKC, believe it or not, this is their first loss of this postseason. That's right. They haven't lost since. If you remember, they swept. Who did they play in the first round? I can't remember, but they play. Now I have to go look it up. I have to see who they played in the first round. But anywho, they swept their first round opponent in The Pelicans, that's right. They swept the Pelicans in four games. And then, obviously, they won game one against the Mavs. And so this, their first loss of the postseason. I'm very, very interested to see how the Thunder respond after losing their first game of the postseason. I think they'll respond well, but we will find out. And again, the Mavericks, they got life now for sure after getting a win on the road, taking home court advantage early in this series. So we'll see what happens here. And again, I did say that winner of that Mavs-Clippers series probably going to go to Western Conference Finals. At this point, I'm still standing by that. Again, I really like OKC, and I think this could be a seven-game series, but I think I like the Mavs, two players, better than, again, the Thunder have a good collection of players that are going to be really good, but they're a little young right now. They got to mature a little bit, get even better. But right now, Luka, Kyrie in their primes, I think I'm going to have to go with the Mavs, and if they continue to get good output from PJ Washington and their other role players, it'll be an interesting series. Definitely a series that has a chance to go seven. So we'll see how it all plays out. Tonight, we're going to have two more fun ones in the NBA as playoff action continues. Tonight, we get Knicks Pacers. Pacers backs up against the wall. Can the Knicks take a 3-0 lead? A commanding 3-0 lead? Or are the Pacers going to bounce back in Indy and get themselves a win and get themselves back into the series? And then Nuggets Timberwolves, same scenario, but they're going to Minnesota, not Denver, and the Timberwolves are up 2-0. Can the reigning champs bounce back and make this a series, or are the Timberwolves going to take themselves a commanding 3-0 lead? We will find out, and you bet your sweet bippy we're going to talk about it on Monday. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, we're going to talk about the Braves. They made a couple of trades yesterday, and they get going against the New York Mets tonight, trying to keep up their winning ways. We'll talk about it next year on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Grilling Dylan coming up in less than 20 minutes, so make sure you get your questions ready for your boy. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Phone lines will be open. Talk about music, movies, life, sports. Don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll get into in again, about 19 minutes time when we do Grilling Dylan. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, hospital workers working around the clock to make sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment early this morning for all the early risers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, front and rear loading truck drivers out there. All my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The Atlanta Braves made a couple of moves yesterday. Nothing too crazy, but do at least want to bring you up to speed if you have not heard this news already. Both of these moves, by the way, have been announced by the Braves, so they're officially official. So, first move that was made yesterday, the Braves acquired a player to be named later or cash consideration. So they can either get a player or they can get some cash from the Los Angeles Angels in exchange for Luis Guillorme. Obviously, he was a utility player on the infield, was nice in the couple of games that he played for the Braves, got some hits, did some good things. But at the end of the day, Alex wanted to go ahead and make that move. Could possibly be for a pitcher later on in the season, maybe. Or, again, if they just want some cash, they can do that as well. So, again, that was the first move to be made. Second move, the Braves, and this is why I think they are going to go after a pitcher or just take the cash, but they might go for a pitcher from the Angels because later on in the day, yesterday, the Braves acquired infielder Zach Short from the Boston Red Sox in exchange for cash consideration. So Zach didn't have to go far if they were already in Atlanta. He just stayed there and was like, all right, we go do what we got to do here. Actually, probably not. Probably to go home and move some stuff. But anywho, the Braves have now acquired infielder Zach Short, again, from the Red Sox in exchange for cash consideration. So, again, they replaced, I'm thinking Luis Guillorme, with Zach Short as far as, you know, infielder for infielder. So they'll probably either take a player or cash from the Angels because, again, they're getting a player to be named later or cash considerations from the Angels in exchange for Luis Guillorme. So a couple of moves there from the Braves. And most importantly, the Braves got some business to handle tonight as they take on the New York Mets. Tonight starts a 3-game series out there in Gotham for the Braves and the Mets. I'll go ahead and give you the probables for tonight. Charlie Morton against Jose Quintana or Quintana. But Morton on the season has been pretty good thus far. 2-0 on the year, 3.5 ERA, 1.14 whip here in 36 innings pitch. Jose Quintana, 1-3 on the season, 5.20 ERA, 1.54 whip. 36 in a third innings pitch for him. And look, for the Braves, I just need them to, again, find a way to just continue to get the offense hot. Like, if we can get the Big Bear's hot right now, we want to keep him hot. But if we can find a way, and if the guys can find a way to get themselves hot, like Ron Acuña Jr., Matt Olson, Austin Riley, if they can really find a way to get hot, and they haven't been bad, but they just been okay. Actually, Matt Olson has not been very good. I think he's batting like in the – I think his batting average might be down to the ones. I'll check that in a second. But anywho, or the 100s, I should say. But anywho, we gotta find a way to get the Braves. I heard Randy McMichael say the Big Boppers. We got to find a way to get the Big Boppers. Find a way to get them hot. And if they can do that, then this team is going to be that much better because the starting pitching really since – what, the second or third week of the season has been really good. They took a little minute to settle in. Max Fried had a couple of shaky starts, and they were giving up a lot of runs early on in the season, but they were still winning because they were just winning high-scoring games because the offense was scoring a lot of runs. However, I do want to see now that the pitching staff has come into their own and they're doing their thing, I would love to see now the Braves' offense get back into their own and heat back up and see if we can get the offense and defense going at the same time because pitching's going well right now, but the hitters, and again, Marcel, they were better over this two-game stretch, and again, that's why I said this two-game homestand was just what the doctor ordered, but Marcel has been carrying the Braves' offense really over the past three games and really kind of all season long. So you would like to see the rest of the guys step up and get hot. And they don't. It's not like they have to stay scorching hot the whole season, but you want to see them at least get somewhere where they're somewhat consistent. So we'll see if that ends up happening for the Braves. But if you take a look at the upcoming schedule for the Braves, they got three against the Mets over the weekend, today, tomorrow, Sunday. Then after that, they're going to have a tough series against the Cubs coming up. Now, it will be at home, so that's good. It's going to be in the friendly confines of Truist Park as you start a 9-game homestand at home. You'd have 3 with the Cubs and 4 with the Padres at home, which Padres are 20-20 right now. Cubs playing very well, 22-16 on the year thus far. So you really have 3 tough series back-to-back because you play the Cubs at home, Padres at home, then you go to Chicago, go to Wrigley to take on the Cubs. So those will be some tough games. Then you do have a couple of series you feel good about, taking on the Pirates and the Nationals. Nationals actually are at 500. And then you take on the Athletics. They're 18-21 to close out the month. So you can get past this tough, what's going to be a 10-game stretch, then you'll feel good about where the Braves are at closing out the month. But this is going to be an important 10-game stretch, 3 against the Cubs, 4 against the Padres, and 3 more against the Cubs. If you can go in that 10-game stretch 7-3, that would be amazing, I think. You can go 7-3, I think you're going to be sitting really pretty at the end of it. And at the end of the month, you're going to look really good too. So we'll see what ends up happening with the Braves, but really important 10-game stretch coming up with the Braves. And, I mean, you can even say 13 because, obviously, the Mets are in the division. And, look, they're not – it's not like they're necessarily where the Marlins are right now where they're way under 500. They're right at 500 coming into tonight's game. So, important games here, too. And division games are always important. So, really an important 13-game stretch starting now for the Braves. I do, real quick, while we have a few minutes here, I do want to mention – the Atlanta Dream, they were in action last night taking on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Fever did get up into the win by 3. It was a close game throughout the game, 83-80. the Fever get the win. Caitlin Clark looked pretty good in her home debut. 12 points. She was 4-12 from 3, 2-9, 4-12 from the field, 2-9 from 3, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. She had a block in there too, but she was solid in her home debut in the preseason. So look, it's going to be a slight adjustment for her, I think, and obviously she didn't have the best shooting night either, but she's still the flashes are definitely there from Caitlin Clark, and I think she's going to be a really, really, really good WNBA player. As far as the Dream go, Ryan Howard, she had 13 points, 4 of 11 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. We saw Alicia Gray, she poured in 10 points, 4 assists, 1 of 2 from 3, 4 of 7 from the field. Cheyenne Parker-Tyus now, she's newly married, I believe. 11 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 0-1 from 3. And then we also saw Tina Charles. She had 10 points, 3 of 6 from the field, 0-1 from 3. Did have 7 rebounds. And the Braves, I mean, the Braves. The Dream got 10 off the bench from Ariel Power. So that was good to see as well. So, again, look, you're warming up preseason. There was a lot of hype coming into last night with Caitlin Clark making her home debut. But, again, I think the Dream have a chance to be really, really good this season. Definitely a playoff team, and we'll see how much further they can go than that. But I think there is a chance for the Dream to have a good year this year. So we'll see what ends up happening there. But hopefully the Dream can have a fun season. And look, they'll take on the Aces a couple of times, I believe, and definitely one of those times will be at home. They'll play Caitlin Clark, who comes to Atlanta for a regular season game. Well, that'll be fun to see. So, you know, we got to go out and support our girls and root them on, and hopefully they can take down some of the big bosses in the WNBA. Like, again, we talk about the Aces and the Liberty. And when Caitlin Clark comes to town, hopefully they can take down the Fever and things of that nature. So it should be a fun WNBA season. A lot of eyes will be on, obviously, the Chicago Sky when Camila Cardoso comes back. And obviously Angel Reese playing right now. Obviously the Fever with Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston as well. They Cameron Brink. A lot of eyes will be on her too. So It'll be a fun season, and I'm looking forward to catching some WNBA games this season. Real quick, also, while we have a chance to touch on it, the Falcons still in the mix, possibly for Bud Dupree. This is per Adam Schefter of ESPN. Dupree has completed a free agent visit with the Chargers, the Falcons, and the Steelers. According to Schefter, are also still interested and have shown interest in the free agent edge rusher. If you remember, Bud, with the Falcons last season, had 6.5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, and 8 QB hits. So, look, he was one of their best run defenders, was a good pass rusher, obviously, for the Falcons as well. So, they can find a way to get Bud back and or Calais back. I think that would be good, good veteran presence for what otherwise is going to be a fairly young defensive line. You will have Grady. You will have David Onyemata, who's also a veteran as well. But Taquan Graham, still fairly young. Zach Harrison, obviously, going to get into year two. Arnold Ebiketie, he's starting to come into his own, but he's still young for the most part. So, look, it'll be really nice if you can get one of those guys back, and definitely both. But if you can get one of those guys back, it will be fun for sure. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But when we come back here, you know what time it is. Everybody's favorite time of the week. It's a Friday at 5:40 on a Hometown Take. That means it's time to do Grillin' Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to talk about the Braves? We can talk about them. The Falcons. Dream. Atlanta United, they got a game, a match coming up tomorrow against DC United. We can talk about that if you want, or we can talk about movies, music, life. Don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next, and we will do it on Grillin' Dylan. Phone lines are open. Call me up right now, 404-726-0929. Again, that number is 404-726-0929. 1-800-919-0929 to get in the game and ask your boy whatever. Come chop it up with me. We'll do it next and close out the week on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock to get the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. 404-726-0929. That is the number. We will get to your calls here momentarily on Grillin' Dylan. Again, can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now if you got anything you would like to say. But in the meantime, I'll hit some more NFL headlines here, as that's what we started to do. I'll go ahead and finish that off here a little bit. The Falcons, by the way, they made some other news yesterday besides knowing that they still have some interest in Bud Dupree. They also signed international player Kenny Ogeni. So he's a defensive lineman, and he has been designated as the Atlanta Falcons international player for the 2024 season. Ogeni will not count against the Falcons' 90-man roster limit and will be eligible to fill a 17th practice squad roster spot following training camp, an additional spot reserved for an international player. Additionally, the Falcons have released offensive lineman Ryan Swoboda. And Ogeni previously spent time on the Kansas City Chiefs 90-man roster in 2022. So cool to see the Falcons get an international player and give them a shot and take advantage of that rule there. Moving on here to go around the NFL real quick. The Giants, they have signed veteran wide receiver Allen Robinson. And can I tell y'all a secret? It's really not even a secret because I feel like a lot of people feel this way. I feel bad for Allen Robinson. He got his prime, to me, was wasted with bad quarterback play. He had Blake Bortles, and then he had Mitch Trubisky, basically. And that was his prime. And he was putting up, he was finding a way, some way, somehow, to put up numbers with Blake Bortles and Mitch Trubisky as his QBs. And when he finally got some good QB play, when he was with Matt Stafford with the Rams, when he last year he was with was he with the Steelers last year? He had quarterback play, I guess, but still, you feel like he could have been so much better and maybe gotten, he could have been even better than what he really was if he would have had better quarterback play. So, Allen Robinson going to the Giants. Team announced it yesterday. Didn't disclose any details of the deal. But, again, Robinson spent last season in Pittsburgh. Started every game for the Steelers last season. Caught 34 passes, 280 yards in the regular season. Had two catches in the team's playoff loss to the Bills. And the season with the Steelers came after a one-year stint with the Rams and a pair of four-year runs again with the Bears and the Jaguars. Overall, 562 catches, 7,028 yards, 43 touchdowns over his entire NFL career. So he's had a solid NFL career. It's just you feel like it could have been that much better with good quarterback play. Last NFL headline here before we get into grilling Dylan. Rams have agreed to trade wide receiver Ben Skowronek to the Texans, and the Rams almost waived him, but the Texans really wanted to get him, so they stepped up and they traded for him. So the Rams agreed to trade Skowronek to the Texans. This is from Ian Rapoport of NFL Media. Los Angeles and Houston are going to swap 6th and 7th round picks in 2026 to complete the deal, and it was reported earlier yesterday that the Rams plan to waive again Skowronek, but the market, yeah, he would have been claimed on. Houston would have been low on the offseason waiver wire, basically. So the club just decided, all right, fine, we'll trade for him, and we'll do what we got to do. So Skowronek is joining a receiving core with Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Robert Woods, John Mechie, Noah Brown, and now Skowronek. C.J. Stroud got plenty of weapons. He got a bevy of weapons. Because Skowronek's not a bad receiver, like, he's not, again, he's not anything crazy, like, but he's a good, solid receiver for, like, the role he's going to be in. Like, goodness gracious, C.J. Stroud has so many weapons. Got Joe Mixon in the backfield now, too. My goodness. So he's going to play a role on special teams, too. He was on the field for 71% of the Rams' special teams snaps last season. Skowronek actually made 13 tackles on special teams last season, so he's going to be a special teams player as well. He was a 7th-round pick out of Notre Dame in 2021, 58 career catches, 575 yards with a touchdown in 45 games. So there you have it, some NFL headlines for you. But let's close out the week as we always do here on the Hometown Take with some Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number, 404-726-0929. And we head out to one of my favorite people, my guy Larry, out there riding around and getting it in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, too, my brother. I'm out here. I'm in Buckhead right now.
Uh-oh, Buckhead, okay.
Going to pick up a can and bring it on back. But listen, man, like Carl Duke says, you know, I don't start the rumors. I just talk about them. But I had to bring up something that Turtle tried to, you know, get Dylan in a little bit of trouble. Cause
did he really?
About, oh, he tried because he said that somebody had called in and said that you were playing the songs too long, you know, in between the breaks and letting them vibe out and all kind of stuff like that. And he tried to say there was some kind of FCC rule, which, look, to me, I think you need to have longer intros. So, you know, if you guys want to play some Daz Band and say Let It Whip or any kind of Parliament, just let it ride.
I was in Jazz Band in high school, and I played the drum set for Take Five, man. It was so much fun, to your point, by the way. So I am a little bit of a jazz fan. So, yeah, I feel you on that.
Well, okay, so Daz Band and Let It Whip is a little bit different, but I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. So anyway, man, I'm out here, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, some of the people, they like to say things about the morning shift, maybe because they don't have their own show. I'm just saying. maybe because they don't have their own show, so they got to talk about somebody who does have a show. But, you know, we going to stand up and protect all that. So I'm out here in the truck, and that's what I'm doing. And you guys have a good Friday. And we're going to be out here trying to be safe in these thunderstorms with the roll-off, okay?
Yeah, please be safe, Larry. I appreciate you, brother. You have a great weekend, man. Hey, you know, I appreciate Larry standing on business. Larry standing on business this morning. Hey, it's all right, Turtle. We good, bro. I ain't even tripping, man. You know, sometimes the music breathes a little bit. Sometimes, you know, it's for other reasons. But, you know, we ain't going to disclose all that. I can't let y'all behind the curtain too much. But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's good to let the music breathe a little bit. And, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But I haven't got any complaints about it from the boss man. And so as long as the boss man good, I'm good. So that's all I got to say about that. But I'm sure Turtle's just joking around. You know, he likes to take friendly jabs here and there. You know, it ain't going to be no Kendrick Lamar Drake situation. Me and Turtle good. But I appreciate Larry standing on business, man. That's what I'm talking about, Larry. 10 toes down for the crew. I appreciate Larry. All right, we're going to go ahead and head things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift. And we will wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my Early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock to get the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, 404-726-0929, that is the number. We will get to your calls here momentarily on Grillin' Dylan. Again, can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now if you got anything you would like to say. But in the meantime, I'll hit some more NFL headlines here, as that's what we started to do. I'll go ahead and finish that off here a little bit. The Falcons, by the way, they made some other news yesterday. Besides knowing that they still have some interest in Bud Dupree, they also signed international player Kenny Ogeni. So he's a defensive lineman, and he has been designated as the Atlanta Falcons international player for the 2024 season. Ogeni will not count against the Falcons' 90-man roster limit and will be eligible to fill a 17th practice squad roster spot following training camp, an additional spot reserved for an international player. Additionally, the Falcons have released offensive lineman Ryan Swoboda, and Ogeni previously spent time on the Kansas City Chiefs 90-man roster in 2022. So cool to see the Falcons get an international player and give them a shot and take advantage of that rule there. Moving on here to go around the NFL real quick. The Giants, they have signed veteran wide receiver Allen Robinson. And can I tell y'all a secret? It's really not even a secret, because I feel like a lot of people feel this way. I feel bad for Allen Robinson. He got his prime, to me, was wasted with bad quarterback play. He had Blake Bortles, and then he had Mitch Trubisky, basically. And that was his prime. And he was putting up, he was finding a way, some way, somehow, to put up numbers with Blake Bortles and Mitch Trubisky as his QBs. And when he finally got some good QB play, when he was with Matt Stafford with the Rams, when he last year he was with was he with the Steelers last year? He had quarterback play, I guess, but still, you feel like he could have been so much better and maybe gotten, he could have been even better than what he really was if he would have had better quarterback play. So, Allen Robinson going to the Giants. Team announced it yesterday. Didn't disclose any details of the deal, but again, Robinson spent last season in Pittsburgh, started every game for the Steelers last season, caught 34 passes, 280 yards in the regular season, had two catches in the team's playoff loss to the Bills. And the season with the Steelers came after a one-year stint with the Rams and pair of four-year runs again with the Bears and the Jaguars. Overall, 562 catches, 7,028 yards, 43 touchdowns over his entire NFL career. So he's had a solid NFL career. It's just you feel like it could have been that much better with good quarterback play. Last NFL headline here before we get into Grillin' Dylan. Rams have agreed to trade wide receiver Ben Skowronek to the Texans, and the Rams almost waived him, but the Texans really wanted to get him, so they stepped up and they traded for him. So the Rams agreed to trade Skowronek to the Texans. This is from Ian Rapoport of NFL Media. Los Angeles and Houston are going to swap 6th and 7th round picks in 2026 to complete the deal. And it was reported earlier yesterday that the Rams plan to waive again Skowronek, but the market, he would have been claimed on. Houston would have been low on the offseason waiver wire, basically. So the club just decided, all right, fine, we'll trade for him and we'll do what we got to do. So Skowronek is joining a receiving core with Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Robert Woods, John Mechie, Noah Brown, and now Skowronek. C.J. Stroud got plenty of weapons. He got a bevy of weapons. Kostronik's not a bad receiver. Like, he's not, again, he's not anything crazy, like, but he's a good, solid receiver for, like, the role he's going to be in. Like, goodness gracious. C.J. Stroud has so many weapons. Got Joe Mixon in the backfield now, too. My goodness. So he's going to play a role on special teams, too. He was on the field for 71% of the Rams' special teams snaps last season. Skronik actually made 13 tackles on special teams last season, so he's going to be a special teams player as well. He was a seventh-round pick out of Notre Dame in 2021, 58 career catches, 575 yards with a touchdown in 45 games. So there you have it, some NFL headlines for you, but let's close out the week as we always do here on the Hometown Take with some Grill and Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grill and Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number, 404-726-0929. And we head out to one of my favorite people, my guy Larry, out there riding around and getting it in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, too, my brother. I'm out here. I'm in Buckhead right now.
Uh-oh, Buckhead, okay.
Going to pick up a can and bring it on back. But listen, man, like Carl Duke says, you know, I don't start the rumors. I just talk about them. But I had to bring up something that Turtle tried to, you know, get Dylan in a little bit of trouble. Cause
did he really?
He tried because he said that somebody had called in and said that you were playing the songs too long, you know, in between the breaks and letting them vibe out and all kind of stuff like that. And he tried to say there was some kind of FCC rule, which, look, to me, I think you need to have longer intros. So, you know, if you guys want to play some Daz Band and say Let It Whip or any kind of Parliament, just let it ride.
I was in Jazz Band in high school, and I played the drum set for Take 5, man. It was so much fun, to your point, by the way. So I am a little bit of a jazz fan. So, yeah, I feel you on that.
Well, okay. So Daz Band and Let It Whip is a little bit different, but I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. So anyway, man, I'm out here, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, some of the people, they like to say things about the morning shift, maybe because they don't have their own show. I'm just saying. maybe because they don't have their own show, so they got to talk about somebody who does have a show. But, you know, we going to stand up and protect all that. So I'm out here in the truck, and that's what I'm doing. And you guys have a good Friday. And we're going to be out here trying to be safe in these thunderstorms with the roll-off, okay?
Yeah, please be safe, Larry. I appreciate you, brother. You have a great weekend, man. Hey, you know, I appreciate Larry standing on business. Larry standing on business this morning. Hey, it's all right, Turtle. We good, bro. I ain't even tripping, man. You know, sometimes the music breathes a little bit. Sometimes, you know, it's for other reasons. But, you know, we ain't going to disclose all that. I can't let y'all behind the curtain too much. But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's good to let the music breathe a little bit. And, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But I haven't got any complaints about it from the boss man. And so as long as the boss man good, I'm good. So that's all I got to say about that. But I'm sure Toto just joking around. You know, he likes to take friendly jabs here and there. You know, it ain't going to be no Kendrick Lamar Drake situation. Me and Turtle good. But I appreciate Larry standing on business, man. That's what I'm talking about, Larry. 10 toes down for the crew. I appreciate Larry. All right, we're going to go ahead and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift. And we will wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.